So welcome in, you amazing, powerful, beautiful kings from around the planet, leading forward in the most important, or one of the most important leadership roles on the planet right now, being a powerful, loving, caring and present husband, leading your beautiful family, your wife, your kids, your community in a potent, courageous, heart-centered way. And that's how we create the impact of this movement, which is Better Husbands Today, Better World Tomorrow. You're very welcome into this episode. And as always, you know, the point and purpose of every single episode here is to support you with the tips, the tricks, the ideas, the mindset shifts, the skill set to be the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. And today's episode, well, I'm excited about every single episode. Like, that's just the golden thread of all of this, but I'm so pumped and excited to bring you in on this deep conversation here. It's the three, an introduction to the three foundational needs, relationship needs of your woman, of your beautiful queen, your wife in relationship. And if you don't know about these, like if you've no wisdom or knowledge about what these needs are and how to meet these needs on a consistent, daily, habitual, systematic way, you will lose out big time in your marriage. I'm going to ask a question here. Have you ever experienced in your marriage, if not on a daily basis, on a regular basis, times when in conversation your woman brings you an issue, a problem, and within a very short period of time, your beautiful, powerful, amazing, masculine, cord, mind, and nervous system sees a solution? And when you see her situation, she's in A, point A in her reality. She describes point A in great detail, and you're listening in, and your entire nervous system goes, okay, well, the solution to this is you're at point A, I see the obstacle, there's the solution, and that will get you to point B where you will have no issue anymore. You will be back in control of your life. Only to find that your wife doesn't want to hear anything of that solution. She gets irritated because you're trying to fix her. She point blank refuses and resists every single attempt of yours to just point out the black and white path that if she just crossed that bridge that you're pointing out so heroically with your expertise, you know the solution lies the far side of that bridge. But she, to your mind, seems like she's just happier to languish in the abyss of the pit of shitty emotions that she's feeling in that moment. And it's excruciating for you. Have you ever found yourself in that situation in marriage with your beautiful woman? Your mind in these moments, and like I'm speaking to you, but it's like, oh my God, both my hands are up for so many years in this. But have you ever found that you just can't understand how irrationally stuck she is in that moment and how she just will not allow you? And the frustration, and maybe deep down there can be a sense of rejection, that she just won't allow you gift her your rational-based solution to her problem. I've spoken with so many guys, said before, you know, men's groups, one-on-one, cross-culturally, around the planet. The English-speaking world is expanding more and more, so it's like it's definitely cross-cultural internationally. And in any context that I've spoken to husbands, I mean, every single guy, it's sort of like an, oh my fucking God, with a laugh at how pertinent it is. It's like, oh my God, like every single day or like very regularly and on the hot topics, it's like, oh my God. Some guys laugh, some guys cringe, some guys just are like, it's pure frustration that comes through. And like, here's the thing, it's pure frustration because you love your woman. You know, it's so important to always remind ourselves, you know, when we get triggered in relationship, it's because we love this woman in front of us. And yet that's what makes deep intimate relationships so confusing and conflict-ridden in many ways, is when one perspective, one way of showing love is not received by the other, it can seem like there's a total rejection. But we're going to demystify all of this dynamic in today's episode. It fundamentally comes down to there's just a difference in the feminine approach in the moment and the core masculine approach in the moment. The structure of today's episode, I'm bringing in some external inspiration here. Those of you that have been following diligently along, it's been a very popular episode there recently with Larry Hagner from The Dad Edge. And in the course of that beautiful, amazing interview, I've went back and stripped a lot of value myself and inspiration from what Larry gifted us all there. Larry in the flow of that conversation, he mentioned about the three foundational relationship needs that women have. But he also mentioned a video on YouTube. The video is called It's Not About the Nail. It has it's gone, as we say in modern terms, it's gone viral. It's 23 million plus views off it. It has resonated with a ton of people out there. In today's episode, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have, for those of you that have the time, and you're within the environment you're in and the context, it's safe for you, you have the time, it's available to you, you can just click out of the podcast, go in the podcast description, and it's a minute and a half or a minute and 43 seconds to be more exact. You can take a look of the video. It's beautifully acted out for the maximum impact. Yet for those of you that just want to listen through, you're on the bike, you're at work, etc., you can, I'm bringing in the audio. I've taken the audio from the YouTube video, so you'll get 90% of the impact of what it is. What we'll do is, collectively, individually and collectively, we'll listen to that 1 minute, 43 seconds of total comic genius as it displays this core universal issue, as I say, it shows up in pretty much 100% of all relationships for men, is this deep frustration of you see the solution, but your woman doesn't want anything to do with it. She does not want your suggested fix at all. And the deep frustration that this brings up first. We listen to it collectively. You'll have your individual stuff that will come up from that. And then we'll rejoin back within the podcast episode. And then that second portion, I want to bring some conscious context to that experience, to the conversation as it unfolds between the two characters that's playing it out. And more importantly, bake in some context moving forward, how you can work with this in your relationship in a beautiful, effective way to bring connection between yourself and your woman to meet your needs, to, bring your wisdom, your masculine wisdom forward, but in a tactful way that simultaneously meets all the foundational needs of your woman. I'll be unpacking the foundational needs of what your woman's foundational relationship needs are after the clip. So the tiny little bit of context for those of you that are just listening in on the podcast is visually what you're seeing is this couple, they're sitting on a couch together, and for the first sort of 30 seconds you're not seeing the woman, there's creative angles that the camera's coming at, you're not seeing that she has a nail stuck in her forehead. Of course, it's a comic it's a comic sketch, a satirical comedy at its best, and the wisdom that it brings. So that's the context, and you have her loving partner, husband, whoever it is, he's looking on at this. And you just, when the camera goes to him, you see the exasperation in his face. He's just saying, there's a fucking nail in your head. Just to give a little bit of context before you listen, just as to the sense about what's unfolding.
It's just, there's all this pressure, you know? And sometimes it feels like it's right up on me. And I can just feel it, literally feel it in my head, and it's relentless. And I don't know if it's gonna stop. I mean, that's the thing that scares me the most, is that I don't know if it's ever gonna stop.
Yeah. Well, you do have a nail in your head.
It is not about the nail.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, I'll bet if we got that out of there...
Stop trying to fix it.
No, I'm not trying to fix it. I'm just pointing out that maybe the nail is causing...
You always do this. You always try to fix things when what I really need is for you to just listen. No,
see, I don't think that is what you need. I think what you need is to get the nail
out... See, you're not even listening now.
Okay, fine. I will listen. Fine.
It's just... Sometimes it's like... There's this achy... I don't know what it is. And I'm not sleeping very well at all. And all my sweaters are snagged. I mean, all of them.
That sounds really hard.
It is. Thank you. Ow!
Oh, come on. Ow. If you would just...
Don't!
Try to see things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on?
So how many of you guys, after listening to that, can resonate with that guy's... exasperation, I suppose. It's just like this sense of exasperation where you're seeing the issue. You know, it's like the situation is A, you've got a nail stuck in your forehead, just go to B, pluck the goddamn nail out of your forehead. That's the solution. Everything resolved, case closed. Let's get on with life. You know, it's just this A to B. You're like, man. And like when you put it forward, when a guy puts it forward, yeah, it's like, yeah, you do have a nail in your head. It's like, it's not about the nail. And there's just the guy's masculine part. And like, he represents you and me and millions of husbands out there where, you know, it's just this tentative. It's like, are you sure? Because like, I'll bet if you got that out of there, stop trying to fix it. It's like, man, why are you just blocking down this obvious solution to your problem? I see the problem. And again, it's this part. No, I'm not trying to fix it. I'm just trying to point out that maybe the nail is causing, again, the masculine mind just is seeing A to B solution. That is the end of all this problem. Get from A to B. I've already recognized what B is. I know what the journey is. I know what the obstacle is. Just do it. And yet, you know, it's like you're just not even listening now. And there's this battle of the within the dynamic, male and female, you know, husband and wife, and the masculine core nervous system and the feminine core nervous system. And it's like the rational-minded male versus the irrational, you know, minded female. Now, this is a total oversimplification. And I want to just like bring this in. It's so crucial to remind all of you. You know, this is a repetition is mastery. Those of you that have been listening in consistently over the months, you'll know this already. It's a reminder. For some of you, it's new information. Masculine and feminine does not mean male and female. There's masculine and feminine in you as a man. There's masculine and feminine in your beautiful woman. It's in this, you know, in this YouTube video, it's characterized so well that it's like when the man gets hyper masculine, he's just, there's no feminine awareness left in him. And in that moment, it's not that his woman is sort of characterized in a hyper feminine and, you know, a hyper masculine mode to bring the level of conflict. But that is what happens. But there's both dynamics going forward. So part of this challenge to you as a beautiful, well-intentioned, powerful husband is, you know, you see the solution, but you don't know how to access a way of having your woman receive that. We're going to unpack that little bit by little bit. Before we unpack it, like, it's to introduce you to what the three feminine relationship needs are. These are the needs of your woman that, if not met, she will not be receptive to pretty much any of your loving, any of your solution-giving prowess, any of your suggested ideas. she won't be receptive to you, end of story. And if this goes on long term, like, she won't be receptive to you, like, that's it. Her nervous system, her heart will close down long term. So it's really important to get in at the core of this pattern. Her feminine needs in the moment, a woman's feminine needs, and also you have the same feminine needs, but in this dynamic, you need to meet her needs. The feminine needs in relationship are to be seen, to be heard, and to feel safe. These are the key needs. Now, as I say, it's really important to note, you as a man will have similar emotional needs. Your feminine needs are also to be seen, to be heard, and to feel safe in the relationship. However, from practicing the art of creating sexual polarity in a relationship, the vast majority of the times, the man, you will be playing the masculine pole. So in a moment, definitely in a moment of conflict, as it's been demonstrated here in this YouTube video, the woman in that moment is in a completely feminine moment. It's irrational. There's no logic being accessed. And rightfully so. Here's part of the wisdom. The feminine doesn't have any need. The unhindered, uncensored feminine goddess, the queen in your woman, and she has it deep down. It might have been conditioned out of her, and more importantly, conditioned out of society, the sacred nature of this feminine goddess, the Dark Morrigan. There's tons of amazingly deep spiritual teachings that go back millennia of the incredible power inherent within a woman. But that's the intuitive gift, the irrational genius of your woman in a moment is to just go there. And when she's there, she's looking for three things: to be seen, to be heard, and to be safe, that all her expressions are welcome in that moment. The feminine, there's two distinctions between, you know, the feminine expression and the masculine expression. Again, you know, you have your moments of having this feminine part of you expressed into life. But again, I'm just bringing back to simplify it here so that we don't go too broad in general in the podcast today. The feminine is about A, point A, the here, the now. And it's like being in the body and the emotions. The body and the emotions are the feminine. There's tons of other aspects of feminine, but the most rudimentary, most important expressions of feminine being is being in the body. It's moving for the sake of moving. And it's being in the emotions. And it's whatever emotions are alive. To the truly feminine, fully expressed woman, there's no good or bad emotions. There are just emotions. And part of the uncensored, completely unboxed, untamed, radically authentic feminine expression is to just be in the emotions without any need to justify why you're being there. There's an inherent wisdom that when a woman allows herself go there, that there's immense wisdom in the emotions. So that's the fully feminine expression, being in the body, being in the emotions, for the sake of being in them. They're not trying to get to any point or purpose. And when they're allowed to do that, they access a feeling of just being radically alive, like their full entire being is just being allowed. And there's no more potent experience for a man or a woman than to be in a moment where all of you is welcome, where your full authentic expression, be it rational or irrational, especially when it's irrational, it's just allowed. So the feminine is about being in the body, being in emotions, it's being in point A. Whatever's coming up, just being there for the sake of being, and to feel radically alive in that. the masculine expression, again, peppering it in, your woman has a masculine expression as well, but the masculine expression, simplified, is moving from point A to point B. It's moving and being with a purpose. It's getting from A to B, where the feminine expression of movement is just moving for the sake of moving. It's like dancing around a room. It's like, is there any point? Like, where are you going A to B? No, you're just moving for the sake of moving. That's why women predominantly, like in modern culture, when there's so much suppression of the feminine within men, you know, men classically, I don't know about you, but definitely in Ireland growing up, it's like, oh, you know, like, that dancing is for girls type thing. There was this shamed expression of the feminine. But that's the feminine, dancing. Like, just the movement for the joy of moving, where the male expression is, you know, I get the rugby ball and I fucking go from A to B and I conquer all the obstacles in the path. That's the pure masculine expression of movement. Okay, so just making those two distinctions clear, we come back with more awareness to what's happening in this situation. So again, you have the masculine in a man communicating with the woman who's completely in her feminine state of being. Now, if the man you see for the first portion of the video, of the recording, he's completely identified with his masculine being. He has witnessed A, the full situation, and his whole masculine expression in his mind in that moment is go from A to B. It's really clear. Yet, you see by the end of the video, the major breakthrough happens when, sort of like, you know, comically, resentfully, with great resistance, he surrenders to this fact. It's like, you know, when she says, see, you're not even listening now. And it's like, he's about to explode. And like, man, can I just want to let you say, I get this guy. I get it for like 12 years in my marriage. It's like, oh my God, how many energetic memory boxes I can go back into. There's a library packed with these type of experiences when I was exasperated, when I was to the end of my tether of patience. Many memory boxes I just exploded. It was like, Jesus Christ, I'm just giving you the solution. If you want to languish in your own fucking putrid mess and like just you don't want any solution, it's like, just stay in it. Like, I'm done with this. And I go, or I just stonewall. So it's like, I have so many memories of this happening in my relationship for years. Because why? It was like, oh man, I see it. The masculine A to B solution. Yet, resentfully and with resistance, when he shifts to it and it's like, okay, fine, I will listen, fine. And then there's that beautiful moment when it's like, hey, that sounds really hard. And in that moment, the feminine needs of feeling seen, feeling heard, and feeling safe. In one moment, in one sentence, he has dropped in and he's seeing her, he's hearing her, and she's safe in what she's showing up with. And it might be oversimplified, but to be honest, my experience has been with my beautiful queen, and like, wow, you know, from her childhood wounds, etc., I've shared that before. It's like, boy, when I got it like ass ways and I wasn't meeting those needs, like the comeback against me, what was thrown back in my face at times was fucking severe. What I've seen is, it might seem oversimplified or too quick, but when I drop in now, and I fall flat on my face, but when I get this right and my queen feels seen, heard and safe in the moment, like what has been a massive storm for a few minutes. Sometimes I get it as a little bit of a delay. But like, she will drop in once those are met. This is the powerful thing of the feminine. And it's like, I really want you to hear this. The resolution to all of your problems in relationship and the resolution to all your woman's problems in relating with you are solvable in actually nanoseconds at times. Because part of the feminine beauty, if you can reframe it into this being a beautiful part of your woman, if you just want to camp out in a stubborn, hyper-masculine, that's it, A to B, and you're fucking stupid, and you just want to harbor judgments with your woman, and like, you're just being stupid, you're just being stubborn, my God, you're impossible, and if you want to camp out there, brother, that's okay with me. You don't have to change your approach, you don't have to change your judgments, you don't have to change your mindset, your views on your woman or women in general. If this is too high flame, if this is too sort of like airy fairy, whatever, or too provocative, that's okay. Here's the thing. How's your perspective working out in your marriage now? Up until now, how has fixing her worked out? Does she receive your wisdom? Does she receive your A to B wisdom and solution focus easily and beautifully without resistance? Does she melt into your arms very often? Does she trust you completely in your leadership in moments of conflict? Pretty much I know the answers to this. If you're hyper-masculine, if you want to camp out there in those judgments, I mean, she's never going to feel safe. She's going to feel judged. She's never going to feel seen or heard. And I mean, maybe she'll tolerate you for life if she just never has an experience that supports her raising her standards of what she deserves in marriage, in relationship, but you're at a major risk if you don't shift long term. This long term, it's a marriage eroding habit. This is why I want to speak with great love, but great directness on this. You can't afford to ignore this one if there's alarm bells flashing on the dashboard of your marriage. What can happen, and I want to slow down with this, is, and this is like really relevant for so many men. It's like 100% of you guys listening, and you're going to have some, you might be on the spectrum, but a lot of, like 100% of guys have a challenge, feel a deep, deep challenge with this. The major challenge in this, and why in a society that has conditioned us to be hyper-masculine and to deny our feminine, is again this shaming about our capacity to feel emotions and still feel fine and in our power as men. This is why when our women go into this completely feminine expression, it's like they're lost in their emotions, but they're not lost. They're finding themselves in their natural wisdom of their emotions. They seem lost to us because we have lost connection with what going into our emotional experience is about. That's not our fault. This is key. Only as a result of a profoundly sick society that has brutally disconnected us men from our sacred emotional wisdom, we get really triggered and feel exceptionally uncomfortable when our women go into deep emotional states unapologetically in front of us, and they just ground into that emotional state. And, you know, it can be really deep, dark emotions that for years, could be decades, we haven't allowed ourselves go to grief. We haven't allowed ourselves go to sadness. We haven't allowed ourselves go to just profound confusion. We haven't felt allowed to go into rage, into anger, into frustration, into resentment, whatever it is, the emotional charge. And it might be one emotional charge, or it could be like a hurricane of like nonstop different, a different mix of emotions that are coming up in the moment. If for years, and this is true for, as I say, like all men, we only vary in the intensity that is true. Our great challenge in these moments is we've been made believe that deep emotionality is wrong. Back in our childhoods, we weren't allowed to cry. We weren't allowed to feel weak. If we got injured on the football pitch, it was like only a pussy to stay there crying. Get up, run it off. It doesn't matter if you're limping. You know, that's the heroic man. And there might be arguably some virtues in that capacity in life. But when you disconnect completely from your feminine and your emotions, the difficulty in deep intimate relationship and is that you don't know how to hold space for your woman going there when you feel it's totally wrong within your lived experience to go there. So that's where the judgments come up. I want to speak to that again and again, because that's the crux of the issue here. It sometimes can involve, like, you know, maybe some distinct healing on your part, but it's very important mechanistically to know that. Why there's so much resistance in you and why there's a part of your nervous system just going with hyper focus is like, hey, here's the solution, get from A, go to B, quick, go, 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 is because, like, metaphorically, it's like your nervous system recognizes these deep emotional states as a war zone. It's like you've got to get out of there. It's like it brings up memories of you being the 3-year-old crying in the crash, and like other kids laugh at you, and like, and this, all of these experiences growing up, like times where you might have expressed certain emotions around your dad or your stepdad or key, you know, figureheads, masculine figureheads in your life, your sporting coaches, etc., mentors along the path, and they shamed you. There was like, what the fuck are you complaining for? Like, what are you crying for? Man, are you still upset about her? You know, are you still upset? Jesus, man, you're like, your dog died. Are you crying about your dog? Man, get over it. You know, all of these imprints, and they're majorly impactful. That's why, you know, our nervous system goes into this subconscious panic mode of just get out of this emotional state as quick as possible. It's like, repeat the tried and tested, you know, just suck up the pain. The solution is get up from, you know, crying on the football pitch and just run it off. Get to the solution. This is key, because those emotions that come up in you, fear of judgment, fear of lack of control, fear of rejection from society, fear that you're weak if you stay in those emotional states, they're so potent in the moment that they can sort of override your whole thinking. Yet, here's, you know, part of your superpower as a man is when you can get them to the mechanism of what's going on. First of all, in part of this, recognize your own emotional state in that moment. This is so funny what I see, like, myself for years looking back, but when I hear, like, every single guy, without fail, when you, here's like a key secret in making a substantial shift in this pattern. Every single time, without any exception, that you as a husband get frustrated and upset that your wife is being too irrational and is not listening to logic, without exception, in every single one of those moments, you are being overcome by irrational emotional forces in your nervous system. Ha! Slow down with that one. Every single time, without fail, when your nervous system, like this guy in that moment, you know, it's like, just move the nail. You can hear it in his voice. He's overcome with frustration. He's overcome with judgment. If part of him did a shadow release, he'd be like, take the fucking nail out of your forehead. You're being stupid. This is ridiculous. It's irrational emotional forces are running every single part of his communication. He's trying to do, and this is what happens in 99% of the cases. Sometimes we just blurt out the nasty shit, the nasty judgments. But the vast majority of the time, and touch base with yourself, is this how it plays out with you? There's a storm inside of you of frustration. There's a storm inside of you of judgment. There's a storm inside of you of mentally, you're going, oh my fucking God. Mentally, you know, the inner chatter, the mental chatter in the privacy of your own mind is going, oh my God, woman, just fucking change. You're like, why the fuck are you just camping out in this shit? There's tons of judgmental chatter there. And it's all in the pressure cooker of, you've got to get out of there. It's a trauma response. Get out of the situation, go from A, get to B, and once you solve the problem, you can feel back at home with yourself. It's totally irrational what's happening within you in that moment. This brings sort of it's a level playing field at this point. This takes major humility within you as a man. But the invitation to you is, it's kingship. A true conscious king in relationship has the humility to go, ah, okay, so when these really deep forces are taking me over and I'm judging whore and whore irrationality, well, like, that's like in old Ireland, we used to say that's the pot calling the kettle black. Back in the old days when a pot and a kettle were black. Nowadays, you know, the kettle is white. It's an electric kettle, but you get the point. It's actually his double standards. And rightfully, intuitively, you know, when you're totally irrational in your frustration is irrational. It's not logical. When you're really upset with her, that's not logical. That's emotional. You know, we sort of fancy ourselves being so rational, like the guy in the video, like the guy in the audio recording that you've heard. We feel, we believe we're being totally rational. You know, just take the nail out of the forehead. But what's completely unsafe is our unchecked, unacknowledged, irrational forces that are taking over our nervous system in the moment. They're driving resentment. Resentment is being communicated to her woman. Frustration is being communicated. And ultimately, as a result, she's getting these emotional charge projected. It's like it's whacking off her nervous system, this lack of acceptance of where she's at, which, you know, in the psychotherapeutic like reframe, what's really going on is you're just not accepting what's happening in you. You're not at home with the emotional charge in you in the moment. And as a result of this, what ends up happening is, because of our lack of comfort and ease with sitting with our emotional charge when somebody else is going in, is just unapologetically experiencing these types of emotions, and our women will do that very regularly, we become like an obsessive problem fixer. And sometimes she'll just let you fix the damn problem, because if you just get really hardlined in it, she's like, okay, yeah, you know, that's good solution. She hasn't been seen, she hasn't been heard, she hasn't been safe. And very often what happens is a pattern forms. The woman, your woman can end up going, well, fuck me. Like, subconsciously, it's like, well, I never get seen, I never get heard, I never feel safe. So those needs are not met. Yet, he comes into his power when he has a problem to solve. So they want to be seen and they want to be heard. And they want to have the safety that you're going to be present for them. So they'll meet it in a much lower quality way. It's not so constructive, but they'll meet those needs somehow or the other. If you obsessively are a problem fixer, your wife will subconsciously become a problem producer. Dun, dun, dun. Did you see this one coming? When this pattern goes on and you don't see her, hear her, and keep it safe that she can go to whatever emotional state she wants to go in, and you only give her focus and attention when, you know, your solutions to her problems are received by her, well, she's going to produce more and more problems. Have you found that a big frustration in marriage is the river of, to your mind, what seems so meaningless, how your woman at times, and the longer you go into marriage, the more she can find, you know, she can maximize these what are seemingly little problems, but boy, she goes to town on them. And it's like she just interferes with things that don't really need full interfering with. She'll make a mountain out of a molehill. You know, where your kid's learning, it's like, oh, well, he should be at this stage, you know, like, You know, like he's six and like, you know, he should be reading at this level, you know, as a 7-year-old. So I think we need tutoring. We need outside support. I mean, we need to go to the parent teacher council. We need to get like speaking with a specialist, or they start latching on to any diagnosis of your kid. You know, and like there's a lot of the healthcare system will bring you on a whole merry ride of that and different services because, oh, I think he could have ADHD, or I think he could have this, or she could have that. I think that could be a major issue. But there's a part of your wisdom going, man, like you're just overemphasizing this problem. Could you just let the child be? You know, they'll figure it out in time. And there's a wisdom in that from your masculine perspective. But they're becoming hyper-focused on problems. Because why? That's how they get your attention from you. And also, I've seen this for years. This is like a real deep issue. It's like for years, there's health issues. The psychosomatic health issues, very often, now it's not exclusive for women, but there are certain presentations like fibromyalgia, which is on some levels, by medical terms, it's an unexplained, persistent, chronic, whole body pain issue. It's emotional. It's women's bodies. I think it's like nine times more women have experienced fibromyalgia than men. It's purely their emotional needs are not being met. They haven't been met from childhood. It is a childhood phenomenon, like pretty much all health issues, mental and physical. But it's the core feminine needs are not being met. Weight issues, mental health, tons of issues all come from your woman's core relationship needs being seen, heard and safe, not being met. So that's a lot of the mechanism as to why we can find. But what's the solution? I hear you scream there. The solution is, there's two steps, there's two things. You know, don't jump to solution focus. You know, premature ejaculation? Well, you don't want to premature ejaculate, but just like humorously, well, mightn't be humorous for you, but provocatively, let's say, don't slip into premature solution ejaculation. You know, you have this potent thing inside of you. It's the solution. Don't premature solution ejaculate. There's a time for it where your woman will receive it and will want it and will take great pleasure from that seed inside of you. Hopefully this will be a metaphor. It will help you remember. But if it's premature, it will be the most displeasurable experience for her. Because she's in a highly emotional state and she's desiring you, but she's desiring a part of you. She's desiring you to meet her where she's at. In the sexual sense, it's true. The analogy is actually quite accurate. She's desiring to be seen, to be heard, to be felt in the moment, to feel safe, that all of her is welcome sexually. Premature ejaculation chops that and her needs aren't met, but also emotionally in the moment. And this is why it's a sexual dance, sexually in the bed, but it's a sexual dance what's happening in the conflict. It's a sexual dance between masculine and feminine, whose needs are being met. But if you try to get your masculine needs, which is like the, you know, it's the ejaculation. In French, the ejaculation is petit mort. It's like a small debt. You just want the bliss of A to B solution. Everybody is happy. When you try to force your masculine needs to be met before your woman's feminine needs are met, it's like the premature ejaculation. She's going to be pissed off and displeasured every single time. However, she's actually wanting to receive your masculine gifting. But the masculine gifting, very often, not all, like, pretty much exclusively comes, and this is part of the dance actually, you got to surrender to the wisdom of this. The feminine needs in your woman need to be met first before she will receive your masculine gifting of the solution. Before she will receive the masculine gifting of your final trust, boom, done, you have your needs met. The feminine needs must be met first. And this is how it must be. Think about it in nature. The man must The male must meet the feminine challenge, the feminine challenge. He must be insistent in his capacity and tenacious and courageous to keep trying, to keep doing whatever is necessary before. And it's only when she feels, you know, one might say animals aren't emotional beings, but let's go with it. Like, I actually believe that they are too. There's an incredible instinctual, emotional driving forces in them. But the, you know, the female in the mating dance is like, do I trust you? Do I trust you? I'm going to kick you. I'm going to bite you. I'm going to growl at you. I'm going to give you all of this resistance. And they're gaining trust. They're trying to see, is he trustworthy? Will he do whatever is necessary? And if he doesn't show a willingness to do whatever is necessary, they won't receive his gift. But he's got to do the work to receive the feminine gift of irrational emotionality in nature. It's irrational emotionality. They're provoking him. They're saying no. I'm not going to give you what you want. I'm not going to give you what you want until you show and prove you're trustworthy. And then boom, he's proven he's trustworthy. She receives him. This is the masculine feminine game. If you learn to see it as for what it is, as this sacred dance, it must be like this. And you're like, you get turned on by it. It's like, oh, let's get emotional now. Let's go with this. Let's play the feminine. Let's meet her emotional needs. Let's play this beautiful dance. Like the guy, it's like he finally gets there. It's like, ah, okay. You know, that sounds really hard. She feels seen, heard, and safe. He joins in the dance. He meets her where she's at. It's a feminine experience. Now, where that video doesn't go beyond is where I want to go now, which is, you know, when your woman is in her fully unapologetic, irrational, feminine expression, it's all emotion. It's in that moment. It's a now focus is needed. And, you know, what you see as the problem is not the problem for your woman. You've got to meet, and this is in any in any relationship. If you have a client in your business and you're seeing the problem as one thing and your client is seeing the problem as another thing, and you insist with solving the problem that you see, but not their problem, you don't get clear on what their problem is, you're not going to have many clients. That client is definitely not going to do business with you. They're like, he just keeps fucking talking about this problem, but my problem is this other thing, and he keeps giving me the solution, but that's not what I want. You've got to get clear on your woman's problem. The problem, as her nervous sees it in that moment, is she's not being seen, she's not being heard, and she's not feeling safe and accepted for who she is being in the moment. It's not that her problem is not at that point getting to be. It's being safe, seen, and heard in point A, which is this present moment. So that's your first focus. And it's your only focus. Your beautiful rational mind, take this on board. It's like, this is like the rules of the game in these moments of conflict with your woman. The rules of the game is your first port of call, your first step, not the second, not the third. It must be your first step is to support your woman feeling seen, heard, and safe in the now. That's the problem that she is experiencing in that moment. If you can rationally get that on board, it's like, okay, if she's going totally irrational, then I need to make sure she feels seen, heard, and safe in the moment. It's like, you're on a winning streak here. And how do you do that? Well, the guy gives like some cool ideas there. It's like, just say to her, it's like, hey, imagine what it's like emotionally for her. Even if you're a part of your mind is like, just go to B, you can see the clarity in that. But that's the second step. Just focus all your intentionality, all your attention on meeting needs and step in the first step. It's like, hey, you know, that must be very hard for you. Overwhelming. That's another one. Larry mentioned, it's like, one of these things, it's like, hey, that must be very overwhelming for you, baby. Oh, yeah, it is. That must be very difficult, or that must be very stressful, or hey, that I imagine that must be very, you know, there must be a lot of sadness in you experiencing that loss at work, you know, your co-worker moving on all of a sudden. It must be very sad for you. make her feel heard and seen. And immediately she'll feel safe. She'll feel accepted that her emotional experience is what is being honored. What you can do, which is the next step, doesn't go into it in that video, but you mirror back. It's like, I believe I've heard you say. And like, you know, the guy in the video could go, hey, baby, I believe what I'm hearing you say is like, you have all of this pressure and it feels like it's right up on you. And it's like that it's in your head. I believe I hear you say it's like it's in your head and that it's relentless. And I believe I hear you say like the major issues, you don't know if it's going to stop and that this is scaring you, that you don't know if it's ever going to stop. It's like, have I heard you correctly? And you know, that heard, seen and safe, merely that's like one of the most powerful relationship tools in conversation with your woman. And I would say with any human being, because we're all emotional beings, but with your woman, keep the focus in this conversation to be the husband she brags about. If you can mirror back what she's after saying to you in a clear, succinct way, she will, like, that's gold for her. Now, you have to listen to her. This is the key thing. This is not like a strategy or a clever, rational strategy. You have to listen to her. And if you've listened fully, first of all, like what will happen is when you start listening to her to the point that you can repeat back what she's after saying, you to listen to that level, you'll stop the mental chatter that's taking over your whole mind, all the judgmental stuff, because, you know, she's talking, you're not listening, just your head is running amok on the inside. To repeat back what she's after saying, you have to listen. So when you do that, she's with you, man. You've got her, but like, you've got her good. She's feeling you. She's feeling heard. She's feeling honored. She's feeling seen, and she's definitely feeling safe. And if it's so irrational that what she's saying just isn't making sense yet, that's okay. It can get a bit crazy at times. You know, when a powerful woman goes there and you let her go there, I mean, what she's saying just mightn't make sense. That's okay. Hey, you know, reality check. There's certain times that when you speak out what's happening on your inside, it doesn't make sense. I coach guys. I know when I bring my full problems of life, man, when guys hold space, what I might say for the first few minutes, it's not making a whole heap of sense, but then I get to the sense. It's all irrational in the first few moments. But if you're not understanding her, touch base with her. It's like, hey, baby, I'm just not yet getting to understand you here. What I use that works so beautifully with my woman is like a bit of conscious self-deprecating humor. It's like, hey, baby, you know, can you help this ignorant old man here? Can you help this ignorant man understand you? It's like, baby, what have I yet to hear that just will help me understand you better? Can you share more about what's going on? And then listen. Listen some more. You know, what have I yet to understand? You're searching for more of her story. So you're searching, you're showing her you're valuing what's going on. You're wanting to hear more and you're showing her, you're demonstrating she's safe to share more and she'll share a bit more. Now, when this happens and you're confident, you know, that she's feeling heard, she's feeling seen, you know, and she lets you know, she's like, oh, you know, like it is hard, like in the video. It's like, yeah, you know, thank you for listening. At that point, that's the point when the foundation has been met. You need to build a foundation that she's seen, heard, and safe. Those foundational feminine needs must be met first. At that point, and only at that point, do you go forward with solution focus. And I say a solution focus suggestion. This takes great discipline as a man, but with great discipline comes great freedom. When you have the discipline to practice this diligently, I say with massive courage, because it's rare the man that practices this level of discipline in his communication. Solution focus suggestion. Like, maybe there's an external solution. You know, take the nail out of your forehead, of course, that's really obvious. But again, have the humility. maybe the external solution that your mind has been banging the bell inside saying, get to B, this is like, you're an A, get to B. Maybe that's not so important for her. You must have the humility to recognize that maybe she's just not wanting or needing that solution now. Have the humility to come from there. There can be a lot of righteousness, and again, with the massive charge of you not wanting to be there in her emotions, the rational mind can play tricks and go, just get to be. When you're hyper-insistent with your get to be, with the if your solution is way too hot, you're way too wanting to give her the damn solution, it's not going to be safe. It's really not going to be safe. She's not going to receive it. So to support you in this, set an if-then. You've met her with the first step. She's feeling seen, heard, and safe. Go to the second step of solution focus, but lead her with a suggestion. It's like, baby, you know, I've heard you out. I feel like, you know, I understand you quite a bit more. My mind has some ideas that I feel could help you out. Would you like to hear some of them? Would you like to hear my idea? Or were you just needing to be heard in this moment? And this is where, you know, have the courage to be humble and to accept where she's at. If she says at that point, it's like, no, I feel complete. You know, it's like, I just needed to be heard. Thanks, honey. Hey, cool. Then respond with your version of, hey, cool. I trust you've got everything it takes to know what's best for you to do. I'm here for you if you need me, baby. And you know what the miracle is, guys? And this has been like actually one of the most meaningful things that has happened in my entire marriage transformation journey that continues unfolding. I mean, I'm far from perfect. Fuck me, like far from having it all figured out. But one of the most beautiful unfoldments has been, and within the context with my woman, like I'd say, like most women have experienced like a lot of trauma growing up with unconscious masculine expressions. With men and sometimes with women, actually, narcissistic mothers can be hyper-masculine in their expression. So with masculine direct solution focus or feedback, direct feedback can be really stinging. So a lot of women can, in a very human way, non-judgmentally, with great love and acceptance for the childhood experiences that they've had, they can be very resisting to that type of real masculine direct black and white feedback. Those wounds happened before you, before me. But what has been such a beautiful unfoldment for me is when I've started meeting my beautiful queen where she's at and making sure I'm seeing her, hearing her, and making sure she's feeling safe in whatever she's feeling in that moment, she's started opening up way more to the solutions I have. When I ask permission, it's like, hey, baby, do I have consent to share this idea with you? Or, you know, do you feel complete? Did you just need to be heard? When I share it like that, sometimes she goes, no, I just needed to be heard. Thanks. I'm like, I'm good. Thank you. But quite often she's like, hey, what's your thoughts on this? It's beautiful. It's like I hit the frickin' jackpot. Emotionally, it's like, wow. It's such a beautiful thing to consciously, courageously earn the right to have my masculine gift received. But it needs to be earned. That has been a long process. What I'm sharing with you here today, it's been a long process. I can share it like in an hour episode here. That's been a long, hard, arduous, deeply triggering healing journey for me as a man to come to this depth and get to this point. But my great hope is that coming from here, I did the hard work because like I figured it out in the trenches. But my greatest hope is here today is that like with that clip, with the conversation around it, with you touching base with where you're at, that you will now have a repeatable process and clarity from a rational perspective of witnessing and seeing what the phases of the conversation are. There's the just a quick recap. There's the first phase. Recognize your woman's in a deep irrational state. She's like, she's having a deep need in that moment. Her only problem is she's not feeling heard, not feeling seen, not feeling safe and accepted for where she's at. Second part is like, recognize within yourself there's deep irrational parts going in you, and come present to the first step needed is that she feels seen, heard, and safe in your presence. Reflect back what you imagine she must be feeling. That must be very hard. That must be very overwhelming. That must be very difficult or stressful or sad for you, baby. Mirror back her words. Make sure, you know, I believe I've heard you say it. It is. And repeat back as accurately as you can. It'll give her more opportunities to just, you know, fill in the gaps if there's any that you've missed or she hasn't yet spoke to. Check if you fully understood her fully. And then, and only then, when she's feeling more relaxed, she's more dropped in, touch base with a solution-focused suggestion. I have some ideas I feel could help you out. Would you like to hear them? Or were you just needing to feel heard? And honor whatever she answers. And in time, I can guarantee you, she will come because she will feel safe with this repeatable process practiced by you in every conflicting conversation. When she starts having this predictable experience with you that I feel seen by him, I feel heard by him, I feel safe in his presence in all of these conversations, within a very short period of time, she's going to be lining up to receive your beautiful masculine gift of your wisdom, of your A to B capacity to problem solve, you know, overcome obstacles with your rational mind and help her get to B. She's going to receive that wisdom in such a beautiful, open-hearted way. And what a beautiful, that's like a peak experience in relationships. But here's the thing, you've got to earn the right to have your masculine wisdom received. And you only earn the right by having your feminine, beautiful goddess seen, heard, and safe in your presence, first and foremost. It can't happen any other way. Guys, in this and all of this, we're going to be working with this in Marriage Transformation Heroes 2023. That's launching really, really soon. Keep a lookout for that. There's going to be the links in the podcast description. I'm going to take a small, unique band of brothers of all of you guys listening in, a really small group. They're going to work really intensively in the training on that for just 4 months, but you're going to come out the far side knowing exactly how to meet all your feminine needs of your woman, how to master connection, communication, attraction in your marriage long term, and come out the far side, the marriage transforming hero of your relationship, having your woman looking at you as you're finally being the husband she is loving, bragging about. Until then, the reason we do this dance every single week, a couple of times a week at this point, is better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazing, beautiful, kingly day.